We are starting the net. Is everyone ready?
Ready.
Go!
Yeah, sure.
Ready as it's going to be.
Okay, good morning. This is Pat, P-A-T, Pat, WB9GKZ in Sturgeon Bay, Frozen, Wisconsin. It is Saturday, and you are in tune with the Vintage Single Sideband Net. The Vintage Single Sideband Net meets here most Saturday mornings at the conclusion of the Midwest Classic Radio Net, the AM Net, on 3885. We operate on or near 3840 kilocycles, plus or minus the QRM. We start at 8:30 a.m. Central Time. The net is a meeting place for those of us that like old sideband junk. Many of the rigs that show up here are considered cranky and obsolete, just like the operators. These radios are easily shunned by the general ham population. Our audio may be distorted, our signals may drift, hum and noise can be heard when we transmit. We can be off frequency, like N9LAP. Dirty switches may cause havoc with our receivers. Oscillators and PLLs may unlock. Smoke and flames can occur at any time while using our radios. This is all normal and welcomed here. We are not ashamed, not at all. The Vintage Sideband Net welcomes your tube-type or hybrid radio of any age to check in. A completely solid-state radio of at least 25 years of age is also welcome to be heard. Certain radios of obscure manufacturers have been given vintage status at the discretion of Net Control and are okay to check in. Check your local listings. However, if you try to sneak in with a very modern radio, newer than 25 years old, you will suffer the wrath of the net members, and it could get ugly. Can I hear a boo?
Boo!
So let's take a minute to tune up our transmitters. Get on frequency the best you can, Mike, and calibrate your ancient digital readouts. Let's burn the dust off of those precious sweep tubes and obsolete transistors to the utmost of spectral purity and lowest IMD to the satisfaction of the ARRL. Tune them up, and I'll be back in a minute to recap our check-in.